Our next story is also about two communities trying to share the same landscape, only this 21st century relationship seems to be working out better than things did in 16th century North Carolina, which is a bit of a surprise because the communities in this case are people and leopards in a farming region outside of Mumbai, India. Large numbers of humans live side by side there with the big cats. The relationship can sometimes turn deadly, but they mostly just get along. Here's reporter Lakshmi Narayan.
When I told people in Belha village in western India that I'm doing a story on leopards, they brought me to this house. It's cement grey, unpainted, and stands next to dense sugarcane fields. Two children are playing outside. My guide points to one of them, a four-year-old girl. Here she is, the guide says. It caught her. It was holding her with its teeth, here, in the neck. The little girl is shy and just gives her name.
Samruddhi Ramdas Matale.
One evening last fall, Samruddhi was playing in her backyard when a leopard emerged from a cane field, grabbed her from behind and dragged her away. Her father heard her screams and chased the cat with his sickle. Her mother Vaishali takes up the story. The leopard abandoned her as soon as her father showed up, Vaishali says. Blood started pouring out of her neck and it was dripping when we took her to the hospital. It took 7 days of intensive care, but the girl survived. Four scars, each the size of a fingernail, in her head and neck are the only reminders of that awful night. Those and the cat itself, which is still at large. It's not just one, the mother says. There are a few of them roaming around in this area. And when my child was attacked, other people saw a leopard somewhere else in the village. In fact, the area is home to a thriving leopard population. They live in and around the sugarcane plantations that dominate the landscape here. And the cats are well hidden in the dense thickets next to homes and farms.
And not only leopards, but you get wolves, hyenas, jackals.
That's Vidya Athreya, one of India's best-known leopard ecologists. A few years ago, she and her team installed 40 movement-triggered cameras around this part of Maharashtra state, east of Mumbai. And they were surprised by what they saw in the pictures. The leopards were hanging out in people's backyards pretty much every day. The results were published earlier this year in the journal PLOS ONE. The study showed the density of large adult carnivores that it says was never before reported in a human-dominated landscape. But just as surprising, Athreya says, is that attacks like the one on the little girl are very rare.
I mean, these animals can live even among high density of humans without attacking humans the way we expect them to attack.
She says the leopards and other carnivores have adapted to living alongside people, subsisting mostly on stray dogs and cats and the occasional goat or calf. And it's a two-way street, she says. People also seem to have adapted to living with the leopards.
Yes, they're scared of it. You know, yes, they have losses. But they also accept it as part of their landscape.
That's very different from many other parts of the world where people often kill any carnivore that so much as threatens their livestock, let alone humans. For instance, in Africa, entire prides of lions are sometimes poisoned just to protect goats and cows. And ranchers in the US shoot wolves that attack their cows or sheep. She says the difference in India may partly come down to the Hindu principles of tolerance and non-violence.
A lot of our traditional scriptures and the way of living life also tells you to live and let live.
But here, to live and let live with the carnivores doesn't mean being carefree. It means understanding how the leopard behaves. In Belha village, farmer Bhaskar Nivruti Auti is harvesting his cane. He says the most important thing is to be cautious all the time and not venture out alone after dark. The leopard spends most of its day sitting inside the sugarcane, Auti says. And at night it goes out and is usually near people's houses. It also comes near the cow and goat sheds. When leopards do attack, there is a lot of anger in the community. Villagers protest and demand immediate action, which often comes down to capturing the culprit animal and releasing it in a less populated area. Still, there are some animals that require a permanent solution. At a plant nursery surrounded by agricultural fields, there's a distinct odor of a cat. It's coming from a female leopard sitting in a small green cage. As the ecologist Vidya Atreya approaches, it jumps at her and slams against the bars. This leopard is thought to have attacked and killed a 3-year-old girl as she slept with her family in a nearby field. The animal was trapped the next day, and Atreya says there was human DNA in her scat.
She is very likely to be the killer, and in that case you can't leave her again. No, where will you leave her?
Suspected man-eaters can be shot if they are spotted in the wild, but more often they are trapped in cages. And under India's strong wildlife protection laws, once they are in captivity, they cannot be killed. Instead, this leopard will likely spend the rest of its life in a cage. For The World, I'm Lakshmi Narayan, Maharashtra State, India.